Unit 6. Crossing Cultures.
Unit Check. 1. Listening Comprehension. A. Listen to the conversation and choose the best answers. Then listen again and check. Hi, Maria. How was Ben's party?
Oh, Jeff, it was terrible.
It was?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
Well, I should arrive at 7, but I arrived at 8.
Oh, so you were late.
Yeah, but in my country, it's different. If someone invites you for 7, you should come later. People think it's strange to arrive on time.
I see.
Then, when I met Ben's mom, I kissed her.
Oh, you should shake hands instead.
That's right. And I wore a nice dress.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it was an outdoor party, Jeff. Everyone else was in a t-shirt and jeans.
I guess next time you should ask what to wear.
Yes, I will.
Hi, Maria. How was Ben's party?
Oh, Jeff, it was terrible.
It was?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
Well, I should arrive at 7, but I arrived at 8.
Oh, so you were late.
Yeah, but in my country, it's different. If someone invites you for 7, you should come later. People think it's strange to arrive on time.
I see.
Then, when I met Ben's mom, I kissed her.
Oh, you should shake hands instead.
That's right. And I wore a nice dress.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it was an outdoor party, Jeff. Everyone else was in a t-shirt and jeans.
I guess next time you should ask what to wear.
Yes, I will.
B. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences. Then listen again and check.
I'm Sam. I got a new job in Shanghai. One day, my workmate invited me to lunch in a Chinese restaurant. A Chinese restaurant? Chopsticks? Oh no! Will I make a complete fool of myself? I felt quite worried. That evening, I cooked noodles and spent 2 hours trying to learn how to use chopsticks, but I failed. I called my pen friend and asked her to explain exactly how to use chopsticks. She patiently explained the proper way of holding them. "Sam, it's not that hard," she said. "That's easy for you to say," I replied. "It's natural for you." I didn't sleep well that night. The next day, when my workmate took me to the restaurant, I was a little nervous at first, but then I noticed something strange. Instead of chopsticks, we all had lunch with knives, forks, and spoons. I couldn't believe how kind he was. Now we often go out for lunch. After a lot of practice, and I get used to using chopsticks.
I'm Sam. I got a new job in Shanghai.
One day, my workmate invited me to lunch in a Chinese restaurant. A Chinese restaurant? Chopsticks? Oh no! Will I make a complete fool of myself? I felt quite worried. That evening, I cooked noodles and spent 2 hours trying to learn how to use chopsticks, but I failed. I called my pen friend and asked her to explain exactly how to use chopsticks. She patiently explained the proper way of holding them. "Sam, it's not that hard," she said. "That's easy for you to say," I replied. "It's natural for you." I didn't sleep well that night. The next day, when my workmate took me to the restaurant, I was a little nervous at first, but then I noticed something strange. Instead of chopsticks, we all had lunch with knives, forks, and spoons. I couldn't believe how kind he was. Now we often go out for lunch. After a lot of practice, and I get used to using chopsticks.